Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
Here's a fly ball, left center field. Churio on the run, at the track, at the wall, jumped up. Jackson Churio brought it back! Ho-ho-ho! Jackson elevated above the wall, and he pulled back the home run from Royce Lewis. Incredible!
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Man, I'm getting jazzed just listening to Lane on that call.
That was such a good call.
Oh, that was amazing. Lane, I was at the game yesterday, and when that ball went up for where I was looking, it looked like it was headed out. What did you see as you made that call we just heard?
Yeah, I thought it was out off the bat, and you might not have been able to tell that from my voice, but that was more of a, you know, my voice didn't get very excited until Jackson pulled it back, because I was like, oh no, this game's tied. So that's why I was a little somber on the call until Jackson pulled it back, but it was an incredible play, and I think in real time I knew it was an incredible play, but I've gone back and watched it four or five times since the game ended yesterday, and I really marvel at the difficulty of that play. The timing of it, to be able to go up and reach over and pull it back like he did, but the context of it is so gigantic too, because it's a tie ball game if he doesn't do that. So exciting play. There's very few things in baseball more exciting than robbing a home run like that, especially in a big moment. So always fun when you get a chance to be on the call for it too.
What a great job he has. I hear the cracking of the bats in the background too, Lane, right now.
Yeah, they're taking BP right now on the field, getting ready for, of course, game one of this series with the Orioles. And then after this series, Brewers head back out on the road.
You know, one of my favorite parts about that play, Lane, is that Churio's been struggling at the dish. And he's playing solid defense. He's hustling. He's doing all the other things the right way. And on that play, of course, it really showed through.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing with Jackson that everybody has to remember is he's 21 years old. He's a young player. There's going to be ups and downs. But on a play like that, you really get a chance to see just how special his talent is. I mean, it doesn't take much to be around Jackson and understand just how good he's going to be when he is a finished product. And he's not a finished product yet. We tend to think he might be because of the second after the season he had last year and what he did in the wild card series, but there's still a lot of growth left in Jackson, and that's exciting because he's a really productive player right now as is, but there is levels to this that have yet to be unlocked, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch his career arc here over the next couple of years.
I want to ask you about the language barrier. Lane, you've been around a lot of big leaguers that, you know, English isn't their first language. They come here, they're growing up, they're literally trying to make a home in a new country, in a place that they're not familiar with. And to think that they're taking that on at the same time that they're trying to do the hardest thing in any sport, which is hit a baseball thrown at them. How challenging is it for these young kids to put all that together?
Yeah, I think it is a challenge. I think when you get to the big leagues, the one thing you have going for you is you have some resources, right? There's translators here. You have a lot of your peers that are here with you that probably have some of the same challenges, so you can bond together away from the field. You can bond together on the road, at the hotel, whatever. But there's still some challenges, you know, communication with coaches, and typically you have coaches that, you know, a couple of coaches on staff that are bilingual, and most of these coaches know at least a little bit of Spanish. That's the most, you know, predominantly the other language that ball players are going to speak, but it's a part of it. I always think about, John, when I was kind of visiting some of the Brewers minor league affiliates my first couple of years with the Brewers, when Uke was still with us and he was calling every single home game, and so that would give me a chance sometimes when I wasn't working to go visit a minor league affiliate. And I remember going to Helena when the Brewers used to have their rookie league team in Helena. Mm-hmm. And you're in Helena, Montana, and you have these, in many cases, 18-year-old, 17-year-old kids from the Dominican or from Venezuela, and they don't speak any English yet, and they're I mean, that's a culture shock for them, right?
For sure.
The one thing they have is what they love, and that's baseball. And that kind of keeps them, you know, day to day at the ballpark and in their comfortable state of mind, because what they know best is baseball. It's a universal sport. It really is. And it's what makes it beautiful. I think if you get a chance to be in a big league clubhouse consistently like I get to, and so many of my partners and peers in this business get it, you really get an appreciation for how all of these guys come from different backgrounds, yet they come together for one common goal. It's a really special thing. It's pretty cool.
That's super interesting. I love that. I didn't realize the translators and everything that goes on behind the scenes. Tell me about the Orioles tonight. What we have.
Well, this is a hard team to figure out. I mean, this was a team that won 100 games a couple of years ago, 90 games last year, and a really talented young core, and they are just not playing up to anybody's expectations. They're 15-30. They just fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, last week, and it's hard to figure it out. They're not pitching very well. They've given up a ton of home runs over the course of this year. That's a big part of the story for them. But they're also underperforming within this lineup, which I think would be a big surprise to people because they have young superstars like Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman and, of course, Jackson Holliday, who was the number one prospect in baseball last year when he was called up and struggled last year. He's actually one of the guys that's producing a little bit for them. So this is an Orioles team that is not playing good baseball right now. So hopefully the Brewers can take advantage of that over these next 3 days.
He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Thank you, Lane. Have a good call tonight.
Always a pleasure. We will do our best. Thank you.